Buggy Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I have a virtual guest on the show this week. He's been here before, and he's one of my favorites. I'll let him introduce himself and his question.
This is Carl Ettenayer, host of Relocalizing Vermont on WGDR Plainfield. I've been playing Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast weekly since I started my show, and it's the part of the show that listeners consistently respond to. When they stop me on the street and tell me how much they like the show, they almost invariably say, "And especially Bucky Bacaw." It's a little weird being almost upstaged by a fictional character on my own show, but hey, I'm glad to have a chance to spread the Bucky Bacaw agenda of backyard chickening.
I'm not sure what you mean by fictional, and I'm not sure what you mean by almost upstaged, but either way, it sure is an honor to be on your show.
I've finally started to once again practice what you preach, Bucky. I've just picked up a half dozen day-old Silver Wyandotte chicks from a local farm family today. They sell them at the farmer's market, if you order them ahead of time. And on Friday, I'm due to get in an order of half a dozen Golden Comets, laying chickens, just like the Wyandottes, plus a couple dozen meat birds. This is the first time in 7 or 8 years I've raised chickens, and the first time I've ever raised layers. I'm excited to have chickens again. One of the 6 chicks I picked up this morning, the runt of the batch, lacks vigor. She almost seemed to have a hard time standing up and wasn't moving around much when I first got her home. I put a little feed plus some water in a 10-milliliter syringe, and I've been picking her up and feeding her 3 to 5 milliliters of that every couple hours. I make sure her head is tilted back a little ways and squeeze out a drop at a time onto her beak. She shakes her head, gets some of it into her mouth, and swallows a bunch of times. She seems perkier now, and she pecks at the feed on her own, but she still seems less energetic than the others, and still frequently rests by just splaying forward onto her face. And I haven't seen her drinking water on her own. She may be doing that when I'm not there. Any suggestions?
It sounded to me like Carl knew what he was doing. And sure enough, by the time I went to record this session, he reported back to me by email that his chick had recovered. I left his question and background information in the show as a lesson for other chickeners in possession of at-risk young chicks. I will say that it's common for batches of day or two old chicks who are away from their mothers to experience some losses. One solution would be to try to adopt slightly older chicks. On the other hand, slightly older chicks are sometimes a little more difficult to get to bond to you and to train to the parameters and limitations of your own little flock or yard situation.
Also, I wonder what type of feed you would recommend for feeding young chicks.
Chick feed, or starter feed, for the most part is just adult poultry feed, ground smaller for the benefit of the baby's smaller beaks, crops, and digestive systems. Consider what a mother hen feeds her offspring. The same stuff she eats, only a little bit torn up or pre-chewed. Organic starter feed is now commonly available from various feed stores, pet stores, and online suppliers. The ingredients of these, just like recipes I've found for making your own starter feed, may recommend ramping up the protein percentage or providing supplements such as extra calcium for bone growth in preparation for laying, or in the case of some non-organic feed, antibiotics, if you choose to go that route.
I'm opposed to feeding antibiotic-laden feed to healthy chickens for a number of reasons. In industrial farming, antibiotics are used as a substitute for healthy, sanitary, spacious living conditions for the chickens, and widespread use of small doses of antibiotics can help breed antibiotic-resistant bacteria. We don't need any more of those in our world. But I feel protective of my chicks, and I want to give them every advantage. Is feeding them for the first few weeks of their lives, feed with added antibiotics, a good insurance policy? Or could it actually hurt them by suppressing the need for their immune system to develop? What are your thoughts?
Regarding antibiotics, I understand your concern, Carl, and in fact, I won't outright condemn the use of antibiotics in a case like yours, where you're raising a first-generation flock without the benefit of mother hens, which probably means you're starting them indoors. I'm a firm believer that sunlight is the best disinfectant. Both figuratively, as in the case of Judge Brandeis's quote regarding transparency in government, and literally, as in the case of natural sun's quite powerful ability to kill pathogens. Combined with a constant instinct-rich care of a mother hen, nature does an admirable job of finding balance in the health of a young chick's life. But all agriculture, even noble small ventures and sustainable homesteading, like ours, takes us a step or two from natural systems at some point. So I see why you'd want to give your chicks an edge. On the other hand, don't forget that the common use of antibiotics in chicken feeds is not necessarily to fight disease, but is used primarily to boost growth, at the cost of a chicken's ability to develop natural resistances. I'm sure you and most of our listeners would prefer to have a slightly smaller but significantly sturdier chicken, especially when you consider the angle that if you start out with antibiotics in your feed, there may never be a safe point to stop, whether later in the non-resistant flock's life, or even when that generation begins to breed. You seem to have the anti-antibiotic drill down pat, as I might venture a lot of our listeners also do. But maybe I should point out that there are supplements one can add to chick or chicken feed to help protect against disease. Probiotics and herbal immune boosters. Probiotics are beneficial yeast or bacteria, the same yogurty stuff that has recently become popular for human use. Dried Lactobacillus acidophilus fermentation product, Bacillus lacniformis, Bacillus subtilis, or whatever, that kind of stuff. Some studies seem to strongly suggest that, as in humans, a digestive system full of beneficial bacteria are a powerful, sustainable preventive to all manners of ills. Probiotics designed for poultry are available from poultry suppliers. Ask at a feed store or search online for poultry probiotics. For those more like me, partial to do-it-yourself options, there is plenty of traditional wisdom backed up with a bit of science for herbal immune boosters. Many of the common herbal treatments popular with humans are believed to have the same beneficial effects on poultry. Most common in folk chickening and readily available are three natural herbs used as germicidals and general remedies: thyme, oregano, and garlic. Keep in mind that anything you feed your chickens will affect the flavor of the eggs and meat produced. Garlic will most definitely be detectable if fed in significant quantities. However, most recipes for chicken feed suggest amounts as small as 1 in 50 ground into feed will be effective. Are they proven effective by cold, hard science? Not much, because research into that question is not of interest to industrial agriculture. But perhaps you and I and our listeners can do our own, less rigorous research.
When I get the next batch of chicks, I intend to keep the 30 one-day-old chicks separate from the 6 chicks I got today, who will be bigger and a week old at that point. Eventually, I want them to live together. When is a good age to integrate them? And what's a good way to do it to help make sure they get along well?
On integrating chicks and chickens, I've heard everything from it's impossible to just throw them in, no problem. My direct experience is with very small flocks, under 6, with lots of free-range space, and I've seen my share of bickering with newcomers, but nothing too injurious. However, the famous sociability of chickens is also a notoriously clicky sociability, so you may want to try this time-honored trick. Fence the newcomers separately, but very much in view, scent, and hearing range, for a week or few, and then one night, put everyone together while they're in that zombie-ish state they get in after sundown. Finally, get up before dawn, and as soon as the flock starts to wake up, make a big production of offering vast quantities of excellent treats. Crickets or mealworms from the store, extra red wiggler worms from your compost, premium cilantro, sliced watermelon, or whole wheat spaghetti, whatever it is that you've discovered is universally popular with your flock. That extra distraction I'll make them think they've been together all along. I've heard this method is highly successful, and I can't wait to hear if it works for you.
Thanks for your help, Bucky.
Thank you, Carl. I had a good time.
Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.